Good morning, everyone. Bang, bang. Bitcoin briefly broke the previous all-time high of $69,000 yesterday. The digital currency then proceeded to drop more than 10% shortly after. This type of volatility is unheard of in traditional financial markets, but it is just a normal day in the world of cryptocurrencies. Alex Thorne, the head of research at Galaxy Digital, correctly pointed out it is important to remember that in December 2020, Bitcoin touched its prior all-time high of $20,000 twice, then ranged and traded down 11.3% lower over 15 days before definitively breaking the all-time high. It is likely to look similar here, he says, and some consolidation would be healthy after 62% year-to-date and 77% from year-to-date lows in January of 2023. Thorne went on to present an analysis of the volatility in the last two bull markets. First, he showed that Bitcoin had 13 corrections of 10% or more between March 12, 2020, which was the COVID low of $3,858, and April 14th of 2021, which was their all-time high at that point of $64,899. So 13 corrections of 10% or more between those time periods. And then if we go back to the 2017 bull market, from January 1st, 2017 to December 17th, 2017, Bitcoin's all-time high, there was 13 12-plus percent drawdowns. So 13 times during 2017, the price drew down at least 12%. Of those, 12 of them were 15% or more, and 8 of them were 25% or more. So in 2017, we got 8 drawdowns of 25% or more as we went up almost 20x. So Bitcoin is volatile. You need the volatility to get the upwards movement in price. So most holders view the thrashing of price to be a net positive over the long run. Now that Bitcoin is larger than the entire U.S. high-yield bond market or larger than the entire silver market, some believe the volatility would subside. Personally, I have even talked about volatility dampening over the very long run. But Bitcoin has not paid attention to these opinions in the short term. The asset continues to oscillate in ranges of thousands of dollars per day. This is important to understand if you are buying Bitcoin for the first time or if you have a weak stomach for volatility. The good news is that Bitcoin is not only the best performing asset of 2024, up 62% year to date, it also has the highest Sharpe ratio at 2.1, according to ZeroHedge. This continues to reinforce the point that Bitcoin is one of the best, if not the best, risk return assets available in the market. I write this to all of you because the market continues to be a little crazy. At the exact moment that the euphoria hits from breaking the all-time high, holders are immediately met with a 10% drawdown. It is easy for outsiders to say Bitcoin holders, quote, got lucky. But the truth is that very few people in the world can hold an asset through this type of volatility. I hope this helps as we go through the next few weeks. I'll talk to everyone tomorrow.